some of all American fears in Korea. Peace. What the United States is afraid of in East Asia is unification of the Korean Peninsula, which means there will be no need for any American presence in the region. Stay with us for an analysis by Tony Cartellucci, a Bangkok-based geopolitical researcher. The piece is titled, Some of All American Fears in Korea. Peace. North Korea has been portrayed by Western media as a dangerous state, plotting the nuclear holocaust of America and holding global peace and stability hostage. It is the supposed threat North Korea poses to the world that the United States uses to justify its enduring decades-long military presence on the Korean Peninsula. In the recently released 2018 U.S. Department of Defense Nation Defense Strategy, it is claimed North Korea seeks to guarantee regime survival and increase leverage by seeking a mixture of nuclear, biological, chemical, conventional, and unconventional weapons, and a growing ballistic missile capability to gain coercive influence over South Korea, Japan, and the United States. Yet despite such American claims, North Korea's immediate neighbor, South Korea, felt comfortable enough with Pyongyang that it not only invited high-level diplomats to the Pyeongchang 2018 Winter Olympic Games, it had its own athletes compete side-by-side with their North Korean counterparts as a unified team. The opening ceremony included a unified parade, song, and chorus group. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister publicly greeted South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Other senior North Korean officials and diplomats were present and interacted with their South Korean counterparts. ABC News would report in their article, Kim Jong-un's sister shakes hand with South Korea's president at the Winter Olympic opening ceremony. That, after arriving in South Korea with a high-level delegation, the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un publicly shook hands with a neighboring nation's president during tonight's opening ceremony of the 2018 Winter Olympics. CNN would report that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would go as far as inviting South Korean President Moon Jae-in to the North Korean capital Pyongyang. Evident is the absurdity of Western political and media claims about the danger North Korea presents to the world, when the very nation it is allegedly still technically at war with, South Korea, invites its leadership to a sporting event their athletes compete as a team together, and whose leaders watch sitting side by side. However, CNN's article, Kim Jong-un invites South Korean President Moon to Pyongyang, would reveal Moon Jae-in responded to the invitation by suggesting the two countries should accomplish this by creating the right conditions, adding that talks between North Korea and the United States were also needed, and requested that North Korea be more active in talking with the United States, according to Kim Ui-kyum. In essence, the president of South Korea requires U.S. permission to conduct what should be South Korea's own bilateral talks with its immediate neighbor to the north. And here is revealed both the root of tensions on the Korean Peninsula, America's involvement, and the sum of all American fears, peace between North and South Korea, especially on their own terms. For the United States, North Korea has been a convenient pretext to remain deeply embedded on the Korean Peninsula admittedly part of Washington's strategy not to deal with a supposedly rogue state, but to further encircle and contain China's rise in Asia. The United States maintains a significant military presence in Japan for similar purposes, and has attempted to re-establish a significant military presence in the Philippines towards this end as well. It has been the United States pressuring South Korea to maintain a heavily militarized and belligerent posture versus North Korea, conducting annual military exercises with the United States aimed at provoking North Korea's leadership. The Telegraph, in its article, U.S. Navy SEALs tasked with North Korea decapitation strike could be a part of exercises, actually reports, a unit of U.S. Special Forces tasked with carrying out decapitation operations may be on board a nuclear-powered submarine docked in South Korean port of Busan, the nation's newswire reported on Monday, citing a defense source. The USS Michigan, an 18,000 metric ton submarine, arrived in the South Korean port of Busan on Friday, ahead of a 10-day joint US-South Korea drill led by USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier. The report was part of widespread psychological warfare carried out in concert with Western and South Korean media aimed at provoking North Korea's senior leadership. The faux legal exercises the U.S. Special Forces were allegedly taking part in included thousands of U.S. troops and simulated airstrikes on North Korean targets. The United States has penned entire policy papers discussing plans to invade, even overthrow and subjugate North Korea, usually with South Korea playing a supporting role. The influential corporate-funded U.S. policy think tank, the Council on Foreign Relations, in its 2009 Preparing for Sudden Change in North Korea paper, would claim the need for a U.S. occupation of North Korea should its leadership, for whatever reason, collapse. It would claim how large a force would be required to bring security and stability to North Korea would depend on the level of acquiescence to foreign intervention. Based on previous experiences elsewhere, the rule of thumb for the number of troops required for successful stability operations in a permissive environment is somewhere between 5 and 10 per 1,000 people. Because North Korea has a population of approximately 23 million, a successful operation could require between 115,000 to 230,000 military personnel. In addition, tens of thousands of police might also be needed to support these forces in more basic tasks. Those requirements would place a significant strain on South Korea, particularly in view of the current plan to reduce its army by some 30% over the next decade. Again, even in this 2009 report, South Korea is said to have been preparing to reduce its military by up to 30%, exposing again the perceived threat the U.S. claims North Korea is to the world, and North Korea's immediate neighbor to the south preparing to stand down over a quarter of its military because it knows otherwise. South Korea has existed as a subordinate in terms of its own defense since the effective end of the Korean War. The United States still maintains a wartime operation control, has tens of thousands of troops stationed on the Korean Peninsula, and requires South Korea to pay a percentage of the money required to keep them stationed there. The U.S. openly and repeatedly refers to the U.S. ROK alliance that defends South Korea. The Straits Times would report in an article titled South Korea Pays More Than Peanuts to Host U.S. Troops, the Korea Herald that South Korea pays about half of the cost for maintaining the 28,000 American troops which reached 944.1 billion won, or about $1.1 billion in 2016. The payment has gone up steadily from 488.2 billion won in 2001 to 680.4 billion won in 2005 and to 790.4 billion won in 2010. The article would also add, One more thing to note when one counts defense surplus and deficit is the fact that South Korea is a major purchaser of U.S. arms, having spent 36.4 trillion won on weaponry and military equipment over the past 10 years. The article finishes by citing China's rise, not the threat of North Korea, as the actual purpose of U.S. troops in both South Korea and Japan. It is clear that to remain in Korea and to sell an immense amount of U.S. weaponry, the United States must manufacture a threat sufficient to justify both. Containing China's so far peaceful economic rise is not a sufficient justification, though that is the true purpose for America's presence on the Korean Peninsula. In the end, it turns out it was the U.S. itself, through concerted lies and history of provocations and threats, that has intentionally perpetuated tensions on the Korean Peninsula, not North Korea. It was U.S. Vice President Mike Pence who turned a cold shoulder as leaders from North and South Korea exchanged greetings at this year's Winter Olympic Games. And it will be the United States that intentionally foils any attempt by North and South Korea to build upon the historic meetings that took place during the sporting event. The United States does not fear a nuclear holocaust on U.S. soil brought about by North Korean intercontinental ballistic missiles. It actually fears peace on the Korean Peninsula on North and South Korea's own terms, and another corner of Asia that shows it to the door.